This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the extravaganza today, a smoothie king, an eagle, a peacock, and today in history. All that is coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign it up. Sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Don't want corona, here's what you gotta do. There's more germs than you think. Turn on the water, make it hotter. Take the doctor's advice. No, COVID-19. Hey, sing happy birthday twice. Dirty hands must come clean. Dirty hands spread disease. Dirty hands must come clean.
Dirty hands and they must come clean. Dirty hands and they must come clean.
Monkeypox, SARS, Ebola must come clean. Hepatitis A, Hepatitis B, Hepatitis C must come clean. Dirty hands must come clean. Dirty hands must come clean.
Yeah. We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Got a letter here, Chick.
Go, baby, go.
This comes to us from Bill from the great state of Michigan. He writes, I was in O'Hare Airport waiting for my flight.
Yes.
Last Thursday.
Well, congratulations, Bill. Thanks for checking in.
sitting near my gate.
Oh.
Across the way was a smoothie shop.
Oh, yum.
All right. Anybody know what the name of that shop is?
You have my attention.
I think you do, Christy.
The Bob and Tom Smoothie Shop.
That would be really funny for this
Folio.
Smooth by Hello. Rob Thomas and is Santana.
It? Yeah, that sounds like it's a
Hello, Dear Smoothie.
Smoothie King.
Smoothie King is right.
Yes.
Oh, Smoothie King's a chain.
Sure. Yeah.
And so Bill writes, all being a longtime listener, in my head, all I could do was go, Smoothie King. In honor, of course, of this.
Tiger King.
Yes, and he goes, it was in my head for the next 4 hours.
Sorry about that, Bill.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's rough. Yeah, we've been known to cause problems like
sorry
that.
Sorry about that. Of course, That, of course, led to the Larry King song.
Larry King, Larry King.
And then, of course, our discussion about the Eagles and the Eaglets.
Eagle King, Eagle King.
And then there was a...
But then...
Pussy King, 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 Pussy King,
laughter to die down.
What is it?
A bald eagle stuck in a tree in Alaska was set free on Independence Day.
Oh.
The eagle, an adult female, was tangled 40 feet high up in a spruce tree. According to the Juneau Empire, wildlife officials got a report of the eagle being stranded. A rescuer with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service climbed the tree using spikes, once again, 40 feet into the air, and carried the eagle down. The bird was injured but conscious, was untangled, and taken to the animal center for further evaluation. Aw, a symbol of our freedom was freed on Independence Day.
Okay.
Yeah, well, sweet. He'd been stuck up there since the 1st.
Oh, jeez.
Wouldn't have gotten the headline if it hadn't been on July 4th.
Sure. You guys want to wait until Saturday to do this?
Yeah, I think we should. You know, we can fly. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, we can. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Yeah.
Speaking of birds, police chased a feathered fugitive, broke out of Brooklyn Zoo. A peacock got away from the Prospect Park Zoo.
Hey.
Officers spotted it meandering through traffic on a busy Ooh. Road Monday morning.
Huh.
Emergency service police officers surrounded the bird, which initially stood its ground, before scampering off towards the zoo entrance. It took flight over the gate and went back into the zoo without further incident.
I believe we have the audio from this.
Oh. Really?
Hmm. There it is. Look at it.
Red peacock run.
Have you seen?
It's not clear how the peacock escaped the zoo, but I'm going to gather he flew over the fence like he got back in.
The viral video, it looks like an eagle carrying a dolphin.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it a shark?
It looked to be some kind of shark.
It's a big fish, man, and a big bird, and it's just flying over this beach full of people. Yeah.
So what's the... pecking order, if you will, when they have animal issues in most cities? Is it animal control? Isn't there a division of the New York Police Department that just does? Remember, because we had a story about some big snake and snake guy.
Right.
I'm sure they have wildlife people. Yeah.
You're a regular beat cop. Your job is tough enough and you get a phone call. Hey, there's a peacock on the freeway.
Well, why don't they have a TV show about it? Like Animal Expert PI or.
Yeah, but it might get kind of dull after a while.
Plus, there's that whole defund the animal rescue movement going on. Yeah,
oh, so boy.
That's a controversial debate.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Bob and Tom Show is experiencing
difficulty. Scott is my witness. I didn't know peacocks could even fly. Did you know they could fly?
I didn't know they could fly high.
Oh, well, they could fly over the gate to the entrance to the zoo. That's
okay.
The story of the shark or the dolphin being picked, is
that real?
I don't know. Yeah. Did they determine it was something else?
I'm not sure. It looked shark-like.
Okay.
But yeah, who knows?
Okay.
And then somebody recently caught a dolphin on accident and had to let it go.
You can't eat a dolphin?
No.
That's the other dolphin.
There's a dolphin
mahi-mahi fish.
You don't want to eat one on porpoise.
Oh, today.
Have I redeemed
today?
Myself?
No.
I don't know. I need a dolphin. Not feel bad about it.
What?
No.
What's wrong with you?
I wouldn't care.
You have a joke here like I had?
No.
I was hoping.
I'm just trying to take the pressure. I'm trying to take the pressure off you by not performing, see?
Okay. Now, speaking of flying, are we going to get to our flying couch?
Yeah. A Turkish paragliding instructor has taken flight on a couch, taking a TV and snacks along for the ride. Hassan Kaval rigged up a couch and television to one of his paragliders before taking off from a cliff.
Hassan, chop!
Kaval recorded the stunt on video, which shows him kicking back on the red leather sofa, watching. Do you know what he was watching on his flat screen TV?
I'm going to guess Aladdin. Up.
No, they show at the very end, they show, but I'm not sure it was really on during the flight. But
he was watching Tom and Jerry.
Oh, all right.
As he soars above the Turkish coastline without any safety restraints.
All right.
When you see this, it's terrifying.
Yeah, changes into slippers, uses a remote control, and munches on snacks, all while holding a selfie stick.
But the fact that he could find his remote control, I usually have to dig into the couch.
Caval then safely lands his sofa on the ground.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
Do you know the bit where you're on a roller coaster and you know it's going to take your picture?
Yeah.
I know Willie always does this.
He
knows where the camera is, so he always, everyone is screaming. He'll be casually looking at his watch.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
This guy's doing that the whole time.
Sure.
Yeah, he looks very relaxed.
I don't think he was terrified.
I don't think so either.
I think he was having a time of his life.
I think he's mentally ill.
How do you test that? They spent 2 years putting this together, I saw. How do you test it? Do you just send the couch up by itself and see what happens?
I have no idea.
Because he's steering it. He's got
one of those weird looking chutes.
Yeah. God.
I'd imagine they use a harness and some sort of, he's tied to it in some way.
I don't think he
initially in the training for this.
Oh, you know? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but still, if you're tied to it, that means when you plummet to the earth, your body's easier to find because you're tied to the thing. We'll link this on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. It is absolutely terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I knew a guy who tried this. He was parasailing on a couch, and he had a TV there.
Uh-huh.
But he ended up jumping off the couch because the TV was showing two broke girls.
I'll give you that. A little bit dated.
Plummeted to his death. Tom with the little bit dated comment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in reruns.
It sure is.
You're okay.
It was a car 54. Where are you?
Classic. And by the way, I got a windbag letter about that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, about Gunther Tutte and I forget.
Oh, please stop.
Something Muldoon.
God.
You might as well be talking Czechoslovakian.
Okay, it was an old show. Very funny. Great theme song. Okay, Christy, I'm sorry. Back to you.
Oh, I was just watching the video of this big bird of prey carrying the shark. It was like, that's a ladyfish.
Ladyfish.
And it was in Myrtle Beach. Wow.
I like to go to the mall.
Ladyfish.
Uh-huh. It's known as a ladyfish, but it does look very shark-like. Man, that's amazing.
Okay. Look at my blouse.
Can you believe the incredible Mr. Limpet featuring Ladyfish was overlooked by the Academy?
I can't.
Not one Academy Award for that.
Did you ever see the deleted scenes where he makes love to a sturgeon?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
The late
Do we
Don
have
Knotts
today in history by chance?
Yeah, I'm going to look. Disgusted by today.
I like Chick's impression.
Ladyfish. Time now for Today in History. Here's, they both look kind of surly. Here's Tom.
This is really kind of interesting because there is a phrase that is used all the time.
Yes.
And I've always thought it really doesn't make much sense, but you still hear it to this day.
What's that?
And it actually would be referencing Otto Friedrich Rohwedder. He was an inventor. He was born on this date in 1880. Now, what do you think he invented that you reference more often than not?
Sliced bread.
Yes. Very good.
Oh, man.
People always go, hey, it's the best thing since sliced bread. Sliced bread's been around since I was a kid. And not much has happened, apparently. Yeah, very good, Josh.
Can you imagine the first day that came out? Why didn't we think of this?
We could have been using two loaves for sandwiches.
That's a lot of bread.
My sandwiches have been so big.
I have left.
They're only ever smaller.
So what was the coolest thing before sliced bread? Was there something else in the...
I don't know.
Fire?
Yeah, this is the coolest thing since fire.
The wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, today... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We forgot it's Ringo Starr's birthday finally today.
Oh, wow.
80.
Yeah.
Richard Starkey, right?
Because
There's talk that I am related to him somehow because my mother's name is Starkey and they're from English ancestors.
Is that right? There you go.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
Yeah.
Do you play drums?
I occasionally with my pencils.
Okay.
He's very good.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool? So like that eighth cousin cool. or something?
Don't,
yeah.
Let me do some research.
Don't encourage this insanity. He's not related to Ringo Starr.
You know who else is celebrating a birthday today?
Jim Gaffigan.
Well, oh, really? Okay, that
Oddly enough, he's 91.
He's 54. You leave him alone.
I never would have guessed. Yeah, he looks great for 91.
David Hodo of the Village People, chick.
Oh, David.
Which one is he?
The backbone of the Village People.
Which one was he?
David Hodo was a
cowboy?
Construction worker.
Okay.
Cop? Yeah.
Is he still in the band?
He's 73 today.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Huh.
They're still at well.
Are they still out there?
Well, the version.
There's some people want to defund the Village People. It's again controversial. Well, these
just some of them.
There needs to be a national.
Just some of them. Not the one.
Hey, Tom. Can you talk to him?
Okay. No, I like the fact that he has established the analogy that when he tells jokes, it's like he's on a trapeze.
Yeah, it's alternate humor.
Yes. it's alt humor. Good point.
Alt humor.
Favorite Village People?
The alternative to being funny. I think.
Well, I think YMCA is a favorite Village People song for everybody.
Are you ready for the 80s?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Is that an actual song?
I only know In the Navy and YMCA.
What about Can't Stop the Music because he played it too long? Is that,
I never heard of
that.
Go West. Now, wait a second.
West was their follow-up.
The Village People were very big in the 80s. In the late 70s, and then they did a movie that was just a huge flop.
Oh, I wasn't aware of
Do you remember the name?
Yes, it'll come to me, but I remember Bruce Jenner.
Can't Stop the Music? Bruce Jenner was
when he
it.
Was Bruce Jenner, prior
right.
to
yes.
many years was. Before his switch, but yeah.
Wow.
It was a big disaster.
Now, was it one of those movies, I hope, where a construction worker meets a police officer and an Indian chief in a bar?
I don't know.
Like they actually played their roles?
I never went to see it.
I did not attend.
I would imagine it was for a certain audience. So.
No, I don't think it was for any audience. I don't think anybody really liked it.
Village
but
People
I do love those songs have lasted.
Yeah.
They're still great.
I would guess a lot of bare ass scenes in that movie.
You think?
No.
Probably was.
Could we get back to our history lesson? We covered one of these.
A lot of bare ass. Look at that bare ass.
When you get in the philosophical argument about chaps.
Yeah.
Are chaps always assless?
Right.
Although people insist on making it clear that they are assless chaps.
Yes.
Yes.
By saying assless.
That's like saying ATM machine.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The butt is already there.
Q line. I never cared for that.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Q means
In sports history, Chick mentioned this earlier, Jim Thorpe winning 4 of 5 events to take the pentathlon gold at the Stockholm Olympics. And then
he cheated.
He didn't cheat.
A bunch of old white dudes got pissed and took him away. They were reinstated, though, correctly?
Yes.
1982,
long after he was gone.
Yeah. Now, Chick, I understand he did not want to leave Stockholm after those games.
No, again.
He had the Stockholm syndrome.
Let's all stand back and enjoy the stench of that joke.
On the stage?
I think Chick and I really enjoyed it.
I like it. Yeah. I like that. I like the bare ass mention. I like all of it so far.
On this date in 1954... Elvis made his radio debut in Memphis, Tennessee on the station WHBQ.
He did middays. Isn't that interesting?
It's 75 degrees.
There's 75 degrees on the outside.
Oh, man, here's my first recording from Sun Records.
Here's Mama. Let's check traffic.
Do you know what the first recording was?
Oh, I'm sorry?
Do you know what his first recording was? Debuted on the radio in 54.
That's all right, Mama.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Chick was correct.
All right, Mama.
All right.
He loved his mama.
That's one of the best songs.
Some people would say he loved his mama too much.
Yeah, you think?
It might be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know there are some who say.
Okay, no, please, please, go.
Jerry Lee Lewis. For the alt humor.
Jerry Lee Lewis loved his family a little too much.
Yeah, there you go.
Then what happened?
He loves mama and niece.
It wasn't just kissing, cousin.
Was it his cousin or niece?
Cousin.
Okay.
His mama's niece.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let's see now.
Wow, those eyes are close together.
Now.
Brittle bones.
Interestingly enough, in 1928 on this date, sliced bread was sold for the first time.
Huh.
So the guy, 30 years?
Poor guy. Man, oh, man. Wait a minute. Hold it.
It took 30 years?
Or maybe 40?
So you're saying, I thought sliced bread was a...
No, I said it was the birthday
of people.
Oh, okay, the guy
of Otto Frederick Rowetter.
So it was his birthday, and then he
on his 30th birthday he released his invention.
He
went in his invention
and sliced the bread for the first time. That's all he did.
Probably sold it for 10 cents more.
No, maybe he had a machine that did it.
Bread slicing machine.
Did he wrap it too?
Hang on one second. Do you buy your bread unsliced?
I might.
When?
but at
I
the
like
time.
Good unsliced.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired.
Okay.
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.